Hi, you're listening to Saints Unscripted.
Each episode is available to view on YouTube, so be sure to check us out.
We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Enjoy the show.
I struggle sometimes to just be happy. I've found that I got to find a healthy way to get out of it. I got to find a way to not get stuck in the mire and stuck in my thoughts.
Welcome back to Saints Unscripted. My name's Cam.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm the saint. I'm Taylor Church.
He is the saint. He is our featured saint today.
A doppelganger from a cooler multiverse.
Yes.
They're both in Birkenstocks. You guys can't see that, but
it's true. We're both.
They got the stashes and the man
elongated.
Buns.
Yeah.
Tall.
Yeah.
Taylor is a podcaster and a writer, and he's been doing a series on gratitude. That is the main topic of conversation today. This is a Thanksgiving episode, and we wanted to talk to him about things we're grateful for.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
But we'd love to get to know you a little bit, too. Yeah. Tell us.
You want to hear, the Thanksgiving food I like and don't like?
I would love that.
Let's start with
I have some hot takes, actually. Okay. So I love Thanksgiving, mostly, being around family, eating a lot of food. It's great. But my beef is... that there's no beef. No, my beef is that we eat stuff that we never eat the rest of the year. And it's not like it's not available. We don't eat it because we don't want to. Right?
It's not good.
Yeah. You're not like, hey, you're trying to get some beets tonight.
Who eats turkey?
Yeah. It's dry.
It's dry and it makes you tired.
It's the weakest of the meats. you're not getting stuffing during the week. You know,
I love stuffing, though.
I'm sure you do, but do you ever eat it when it's not Thanksgiving?
Sometimes.
No, you don't.
Do you?
Maybe you go to some weird, Chuck-O-Rama and it's...
Sometimes my mom will do, a random... We would do that growing up. We'd have another random day that was kind of like Thanksgiving just because we'd just call it Thanksgiving meal. Yeah. But anyway, I love stuffing.
Dinner
go
rolls.
On.
Yeah. Mashed potatoes?
Yeah, that's the thing. I love the rolls. I love mashed potatoes. I like ham. There's some good stuff, but if it was up to me... If we're going to celebrate, teaching the natives how to hunt eels, let's just eat what we want, you know? Let's get pizza. Let's get...
So what's your ideal
Thanksgiving?
My husband's
family actually does brisket.
What's your ideal Thanksgiving
what
meal?
What would
then?
You...
Maybe, some nice steaks. Mm. We can keep the mashed potatoes, keep the rolls.
You wouldn't?
No, keep
no,
them.
No, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we'll
oh
keep
I thought
them.
You said... Yeah, we can still be friends.
Thank you. Thank you. But yeah, the stuffing's got to go. The beets for sure got to go.
Cranberry sauce?
Cranberry sauce got to go. I'll have cranberry juice.
That doesn't stand on its own.
It doesn't.
You got to have it with the turkey.
Yeah. Turkey, I feel like if you go to a nice barbecue joint, they have good, moist, flavorful turkey.
True.
That's not the turkey I'm getting on Thanksgiving. I don't know how it's prepared, but that's not the kind I'm getting.
My dad is a great turkey chef, so...
Yeah, I'm sure there's great turkey out there. I'm not getting it.
You're not getting it. Yeah.
And no disrespect to my grandma or whoever's making it, but...
It's pretty hard to make turkey.
Yeah.
It's really hard to not dry turkey out.
Yeah.
It is very difficult. Turkey is not an easy thing to make, cook,
how about some fry, how about some fried chicken?
KFC?
Would that kill us?
Fried chicken?
Yeah.
I know.
So...
Well...
I don't want to sound ungrateful, but I have some issues with it, yeah.
Honestly, it's just at this point, just tradition.
Yeah.
Insert the Fiddler on the Roof. Tradition.
Yeah.
Tradition. So tell us about yourself. We're really happy to have you on the show talking with us today
I'm happy to be here.
Gratitude and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And you said you're a podcast and a writer.
Yeah.
You're a writer mm-hmm. and a podcaster.
Yeah.
But how did you get started doing those things? What's it all about?
It kind of just evolved. I wasn't a little kid that was I want to be a writer when I grew up and I want a podcast because podcasts didn't exist.
It's just talk radio.
But, yeah. I want to be on BBC. I just, as a little kid, I always just wrote in journals and kind of compulsively. And I'm not sure why.
What? That's so cool though.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of it's really hard to read, really illegible, really, really poor writing. But a lot of it was just a need to document my life in a way. And then as you do it, you realize it helps you remember life. It helps you live life multiple times because Like, I don't know. I feel like I have a better memory than most people. Like, people talk about, oh, I don't remember anything from high school. I'm like, what do you mean? I remember everything from high school, you know? And I know some people have a horrible time that block things out, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Writing things down just helps you remember life. And then as I got older, got into college, got more interested in kind of the creative side of it and not just like, you know, not just like my own personal journalist, but exploring the creative side of it. And I think that's an evolution too. Like, I think you grow up, everyone loves media of some form, whether it's music or movies or whatever. And those all kind of inspire you in different ways. And I was a history major, so I was just writing long, boring papers all the time. But I loved the writing, I loved the research, but just wanted to be a little bit more creative. So that was kind of the impetus for my writing. And then podcasting was just kind of a secondary branch of creativity I wanted to explore. And I always thought I was, whether it's true or not, I always thought I was like semi-funny. So I was like, you know, let's see if we can make some people laugh, make people feel good.
So what's the main outlet? Books or articles? Yeah.
So I have three published books and then a few kind of scattered articles and essays I write. But I try to always be working on like one big project, like a book, and then just kind of sometimes like I want to write, but I just don't have the mental fortitude to like hop back into my novel. So
it takes a lot.
So, you know, I do some journaling, or I have like a dream journal, or like I'll write about, you know, things I'm grateful for, just kind of little side projects. Yeah.
That's awesome. And your podcast is called Of Stones and Clay.
Just the singular stone.
Of stones and clay.
Yeah.
That's, I'm glad you corrected me on that.
I'm sure if you searched that, you'd still find it, but.
True. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's pretty unique, but. So is the gratitude series on the podcast? Is that something you explore?
No,
cause I've seen it in video. I've seen it in reels form.
Yeah. I've just been doing reels and TikToks. Okay. It started out as like, I have like this kind of unique gratitude journal but I've always been overwhelmed by gratitude journals. Cause I'm like, I'm kind of grateful for everything. Like I don't have time to write down everything every day.
Right. You could just write.
Yeah, I'm grateful for this chair. I'm grateful for my breath. I'm grateful for my eyebrows. You know, you could just go through and be exhaustive with it. But I started this journal, and what I would do, what I do is instead of saying things I'm grateful for, I write down just good things that happened that day. Right.
Love that.
And the reason I did it is because I found that during like really hard days, your focus is just on negative things. Like you're so much more impacted by negative emotion than positive emotion, unfortunately.
Survival
it's like
tactic.
So much easier to feel negative emotions.
Yeah. And like, so like you're having a seemingly good day, but then you get a bad text or something and you're like, well, my day's ruined. I had a horrible day. But so what I did, I was like, no, that's not accurate. Like, so I started writing down all the good things that happened that day. And some days it's kind of a stretch to look for things. You're like, today was a disaster, but like lunch was really good. Like there was a beautiful sunset.
No turkey involved.
There was no turkey.
No turkey.
There was like a cool song I found that I added to a playlist. Like you can make them really small, really trivial. But I started to realize that like every day I had was pretty amazing. Like regardless of the negative things that happened. And then I started doing it in video form kind of. And just wanted to realize for myself, like, what am I actually grateful for? And then to look back and kind of see the themes.
And have you found that other people have benefited off of that? Like people in like viewers watching these videos?
Yeah. I've heard a lot of good feedback about, you know, just like, oh, I needed to hear this today. And because I try to make it really not cliche, you know?
Yeah, it's easy to sound cliche sometimes when we talk about gratitude. Yeah. I get that.
And listen, there's some power and a lot of truth in cliches, you know? But I think people have trouble digesting them because they're so used to it. Like,
yeah.
Same thing, like hearing things from the pulpit that are just like cliches. Mm-hmm. I have a really hard time with it. And I try not to judge the speaker, but I just don't digest it very well because I've heard it a million times. It just doesn't resonate with me. And so even though a lot of times they're really true and really powerful, if you can sit back and think about it, I try to just use kind of unique speech and just kind of, yeah, creative ways to realize like, what am I actually grateful for? Even if it's like something that you don't usually hear people mention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you put a lot more thought into your prayers instead of just like the normal
day-to-day things you say. You try to turn off robot mode.
It was interesting when you were talking about the gratitude journal and you were like, I'm grateful for the floor and the toothbrush and whatever. Like, mm-hmm. That's kind of how my prayers feel sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a good way to switch it up.
Yeah.
Be grateful for the things, the good specific things that happen during the day.
Yeah, and I realized another thing I do in that journal is either at the end of the day or the next day, I'll go back and I'll highlight like the top three or four things of that day. And then I'll go back and be like, okay, what are the things that are making me happy? What are the things that I'm like, are the best parts of my day almost every day?
And try to do more of those.
Yeah. And like, obviously there are outlier days where you're like, I went to an amazing concert with my favorite artist, or like I met the love of my life, or, you know, like there's outliers, but usually for me, it's been like little connections with people. You know, and that's different for everybody. I'm really extroverted, really social person. But yeah, I found like most of the things that I was really grateful for at the end of the day were like little text combo I had with my friend. Like my mom called me and my buddy told me this, like just these little things.
I think that's really important, especially for those who, like me, maybe there are many in our audience who feel this way, who struggle to write things down at the end of the day, mm-hmm. or just during the day, or write things down at all. Because for me, it's hard because I feel like I have to write everything down. Mm-hmm. And then I end up writing two pages and then I get overwhelmed by it because I wrote so much. And then I'm like, okay, I'm not going to write in my journal anymore because it takes too long.
Right.
But when you have a gratitude journal of sorts and you write two to three sentences, if that's all you can do, about something good that happened that day, I think, and it takes less than 5 minutes.
Right.
That's something that can trigger a lot of memories from the day and help you see like, okay, today wasn't all that bad.
Yeah.
You know, like I had a friend who gave me this book called Flecks of Gold, mm-hmm. and it was right before I had my baby. And she was like, there's going to be really hard days. And this Flecks of Gold journal just has spaces for you every single day for 3 years to write two to three sentences. Mm. I've only done it like probably 20 times.
Yeah.
And now I'm feeling bad that I haven't done it more. So I'm definitely going to get back on that.
Yeah.
But I think that's what's nice, is just like the simplicity of it.
Mm. Yeah. It's, and a lot of times I'll end up doing it like, because I just always have a notebook on me, you know, like, I usually am rocking a backpack and I usually have a notebook. And so a lot of times the point in the day when I'm writing things down is when I'm going through a low point and I'm like, I need to remember like some good things about today. Mm-hmm. I need to look back and realize today hasn't been a complete and utter disaster. Like there were some good points, you know, I'm just in my head right now.
Yeah.
You know? And so, yeah, I don't personally like doing it at the end of the day. Like sometimes I'll add a few lines, but I try to kind of do it throughout the day. And then what I found, I think the like magic in having these gratitude journals or whatever you want to do, is it keeps your mind thinking throughout the day, like what's something I could add to the list? You know, what's a beautiful moment that I can add to the journal?
How long have you been doing
that? It's like training your brain.
Yeah. I just started like maybe 6 months ago. Like I've always had, you know, myriad journals and notebooks and lists and stuff, but I've been doing about 6 months.
Have you noticed any major life changes in the time that you've been doing?
Not major, but yeah, I feel like my bad days aren't as bad, you know, and I'm not as affected by negative emotion.
It's like you're practicing thinking good thoughts throughout the day.
Yeah. And listen, I'll be the first to admit, I struggle sometimes to just be happy and to be content with the status quo and to like feel joy. And But I'm also lucky where like I don't struggle with like clinical depression or anything, but I get hit with the blues, you know? Mm-hmm. And I've found that like I got to find a healthy way to get out of it, you know? Like I got to find a way to not get stuck in the mire and stuck in my thoughts. Cause like the more you think about yourself, the more depressed you're going to be. That's just a fact.
So true. So true.
You know?
What books have you written?
My books are a little all over the place. My first book is called I'm Trying Here, and it's just kind of about dating and relationships and the various foibles of attempting to fall in love.
Good word.
I love that. The various foibles.
And then my second book is about the Holocaust. It's called Return Not Desired. Mm. And then my third book has a really long, weird title. It's called Nevertheless, the Fish Are Dead and the Chair Is Broken. And it's just a novel, just kind of a coming of age story about a kid growing up and figuring out life.
I want to read that.
Yeah, that's the point.
Is the Holocaust one like a fiction book or is
No. It's kind of like, it's just kind of my own thoughts on like suffering and the purpose of like exploring those topics. And, you know, I talk about like my own experience of going to Auschwitz and studying the Holocaust in college. And, so it kind of bounces around a little bit, but yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's very cool.
Our usual question for everybody mm-hmm. is like, what's your general advice for the people watching? Mm-hmm. What would you say to them if they were sitting here?
Yeah. Depends who I was talking to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Obviously, like, to stay on theme, I think gratitude is really, really important. But I think if you can realize that like life is really about like the people that you can touch and the people that you can help and the people that you can love, it's gonna be a much easier ride. Like, and it's so hard to do because we're all so focused on our career and our aspirations and our goals and our hobbies, and our the lens we see through can get really small and we can get really myopic with things. But I think it's funny, and I get mad at myself because I feel like I preach this advice, but I forget it so quickly. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm just happier when I'm helping other people more and when I'm like reaching out to people more often and texting friends when I'm thinking about them and just getting out of my own head and my own problems. Cause my own problems will be there when I come back, you know, they're always there. There's always going to be something that makes life difficult and makes the search for joy kind of a overwhelming crucible, but you can always help people. And even if it's kind of arduous and takes it out of you, you still feel better. It's like going to the gym. Like I hate going to the gym, but I always feel better after, mm-hmm. you know, and 100%. Even when I'm there, sometimes I have a bad attitude, but, but when I leave, I'm like, all right, I'm glad I freaking came, you know,
never regret it. I guess
I'll come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of things in life are that way.
Can I ask a like somewhat selfish follow-up question?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been really hard for me as I've gotten into more of my adult life mm-hmm. to connect with people and make friends and
yeah.
Just because, you know, people get married, they have kids, it's just hard to stay in touch.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do to connect with people?
Yeah. First of all, I've been really blessed. Like as I've gotten older and remained single, like I've had to kind of get full new friend groups, you know, like all my homies from high school are married and I've had to just kind of get out there. And a lot of it has been kind of lucky. You know, you meet a few people and then you're kind of in their new friend group now. But I've done a really good job of staying connected with people through group chats. Like I'm a big group chat guy. And then I have a full podcast episode about group chats. But and then I try to, like, anytime I'm in the car and like have a drive over 10 minutes long, I try to call a homie. Mm. And because I have so many friends that I love to death, but I don't have the bandwidth to spend a lot of time with them. And a lot of these calls, you both realize, man, we need to spend more time together. Like, we're both busy. It's just, you kind of feel weird about calling somebody you haven't talked to in a while.
But just those minor connections are enough to keep it alive.
Yeah. And so I end up, you know, a lot of times you call to kind of catch up, but you end up like, hey, let's go golfing this weekend, or let's go get lunch. And so I don't worry about, I think some people's ego gets in the way of like, I don't want to be the one that's always reaching out, but I'm like, dude, I don't care. Like, I want this person in my life. Mm-hmm. Right. It's different if I'm like always the person reaching out to a girl I'm trying to date, then it's like, get a clue. She doesn't like you. But, but when it's like your friends, like you shouldn't have an ego there. You should just be like, hey, if I'm the better texter, if I'm the better communicator, good. Let me take the reins and let me be the person that like makes things happen. Mm. You know? Mm.
Try not, like, what I get from that is to try not to overthink it too much.
Don't overthink it at all.
The overthinking, which I definitely do, mm-hmm. they're not thinking what you think they're thinking. Like, yeah. they're not trying to ignore you. They've got their lives.
Yeah, as we're
adults and we get older, like, we've got stuff going on.
Yeah, and you'll see, like, some people prioritize friendship more than others, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, I have friends that I love so much and I wish to the high heavens we were closer. And we just never will be, because mm-hmm. they don't prioritize friendship as much as I do. And that's fine. Like, I'll take what I can get. We'll have lunch 3 times a year. We'll text every once in a while. We'll get a happy birthday post and we're chilling. But some people, like, they need that connection too. And they yearn for it too. They're just caught up in their own life. So yeah, I try to really kill my ego and just reach out to people when the thought crosses my mind.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How can people connect with you? See that transition?
That was beautiful.
That was good.
That was seamless. You can find me on Instagram. It's just TaylorChurch44. That's the same for like my TikTok, my Twitter, whatever. I don't do anything on Twitter, but
X.
Yeah.
Threads.
On my X. And then, yeah, my podcast is called Of Stone and Clay. My books are on Amazon. You can hit me up on Instagram. It's probably the easiest way.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool. We'll link it all below.
Yeah, so, awesome.
Hey, thanks for sharing your insights today.
Yeah,
honestly,
appreciate it.
I've been really inspired by this conversation. Absolutely. And I want to be better. So let us all just love a little more and be a little more grateful and enjoy your turkey or whatever you're eating for Thanksgiving. Make the most of it.
Amen.
Okay, see you guys next time. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube.
And you can message us on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. Bye.